26. Yes, we're finally back. We're going to start recording more regularly. That's the intention anyways. So, without further ado, let's get started. I'm Rick.
I'm Sam.
And Chris is not joining us tonight or today. We've been kind of busy. We've had a little, I guess, hiatus because we've been kind of busy doing personal things and whatnot. And
we're moving and shaking.
That's right. What kind of things have you been doing, Sam? What have you been
busy doing? Well, you know, been doing some. Some local filming here and there, and trying to get a number of things going here, not just personally, but for our illustrious podcast here. So, yeah, we've just been trying to keep busy, but we are back and getting things going here.
That's right. We never really left. We just kind of, we've been busy.
We've been busy.
We've been busy working on. Yeah, working on kind of a Wes and my son Wes and I. We've been working on a video game.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Probably release a little bit more information about it here shortly. But yeah, it's been a thing that him and I have kind of been working on. It started with a book idea I had for when he was a little kid.
Okay.
And he's much younger, and it's kind of evolved. So
nice.
But, yeah, maybe more on that later.
All right.
Yeah. And Chris, we can't really say what Chris has been doing. I mean, we could make stuff up.
Oh, yeah. Or
we could say things that we think he hasn't been doing.
I think he was trying to do that whole open the, like a portal to the netherworld, but I guess some kids with a dog stopped them from doing it or something. And
that could be in there. You know, I don't want to say that he didn't participate in the Area 51 raid, but we don't know if he did or didn't.
Right.
So I guess we can't.
I'm kind of wondering if he was there, if he ran up to the gate like Naruto. That would be interesting.
That whole Naruto running thing, that's fascinating.
Yeah, because studies have shown that if you run like that, you do not run any faster.
Yeah. It seems like a pretty inefficient way of running.
Yeah. Because I think they were.
It only looks cool in anime, though, pretty much.
Oh, too, it does.
Right.
But the whole theory of it was, you know, to streamline so you could cut through the wind faster like a ninja. But like I said, studies have shown that you don't really run that much faster.
Yeah. Maybe you have to be a ninja first.
That's
maybe
a possibility.
To get that benefit.
Well, I do have a shirt that says, "Trust me, I am a ninja." So I think I think I qualify. So maybe we'll put that.
So we need to have you conduct the test, and then we'll see.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I can probably do the like running and maybe climb up a few walls, but I still can't get my hand signals right to do my jiu-jitsu. So I don't know. We'll see what happens.
I gotcha. Can you do the Hyoken? Or should what the heck is the Ryu's strike that he does?
Well, in Street Fighter is called the Ryuken. And
right, and, yeah, that's right.
And in Dragon Ball, that is the Kamehameha wave. Yeah,
oh, Kamehameha wave.
Kamehameha, okay. You know. So I have performed that once on film, but that's a whole different story.
Oh, nice. I was part. Yep. I was partial to the Hodokan. That's the one that I've always kind of liked, but yeah, I don't know. But I digress, I guess. Maybe we should get on to the show.
Let's jump into our topics.
Sounds good. What do we got here, Sam?
In a few days, Joaquin Phoenix Joker is going to be hitting theaters, and it's getting pretty good reviews. I think people are very interested in it.
Yeah, I don't think I'm very surprised by that. I don't think, you know, I'm kind of alone out there, but I'm just kind of wondering why they even kind of need to make a Joker movie. I mean, I might be totally wrong. It might be great.
Well,
I don't know. I just, a standalone Joker movie just seems kind of weird to me. It's, you know, I could see, like, you know, it's got that gritty feel to it and everything, but like, it seems like people have kind of explored this thing kind of before. I'm almost going to think that it's going to be sort of like Natural Born Killers ish type, you know, I don't know. I'm not sure how I feel about it.
I think it's going to have an interesting take, because I think it's not going to be like, I think it wants to show maybe some sort of sympathy, why possibly an Elseworld, why the Joker became the Joker, and maybe you can sympathize, and maybe that is can play into the reason why Batman hasn't killed him. I mean, I think it also brings out the loneliness, because I remember watching Joaquin Phoenix in the movie Her, where he's like he gets a new phone and the phone is actually like alive. The AI is actually alive. And to be quite honest with you, it was an interesting concept, and the way the interaction between him and the phone, which was voiced by Scarlett Johansson, you kind of first was like, man, this guy is like lonely, and you're actually feel like you're kind of cheering for them to kind of be together, but then you're like, wait a minute, he's talking to a phone. So I think he's capable of possibly having you feel some sort of sympathy of how a possibility of the Joker becoming the Joker that we know and love today, and maybe like sympathize the way his madness is going about.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it seems kind of weird to me though, because I mean, okay, I guess it's not the first time where like kind of the villain's kind of like the main character of a movie or anything like that, but it just seems kind of odd to me in a way to kind of, cause I mean, Joker is going to have to be kind of like, I guess the, you know, I mean, he's obviously the main character of the movie. So, I mean, in some regards, like you're saying, you got to feel kind of sympathetic for him. You feel like they're
going to
almost have to, right? Cause the trailer told try to give you some kind of understanding into his madness and why why he goes crazy.
So it's interesting. I'm willing to check it out. I'm willing to Like, I've seen worse.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, that's for sure. That's for sure. I think it'll probably. Yeah. I mean, I think it'll probably be really good. I think it. You know, I just wonder. You know, like, it just seems kind of weird. Like, if it does do successful, if it is successful, or is there going to be a Batman movie that follows it up directly? You know, kind of. Will there be like a sequel to it? You know, or I wonder, or is it just going to truly?
You know,
be like
that is interesting because you know, as if those of you who don't know, they are in talks and in development of making a new Batman movie. With the star of the Twilight series.
As long as Batman doesn't sparkle, it might be okay. Batman doesn't
sparkle. Well, technically, I mean, Lego Batman did sparkle.
That's true. I get, you know, and I guess he has like flash bomb type things to disorient people and what have you. Like disco, maybe this Batman will sparkle.
Of Disco Batman.
That's right, Disco Batman.
So Robert.
Yeah, I don't know. I could kind of see him as Batman. I'm willing to give him a shot.
Yeah, I got to
I'll put it that way. I know the internet is.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not really angry about it. I'm actually quite interested because I think Robert Pattinson. Yeah, he did the Twilight movies, but let's be honest. Would you have turned down the Twilight movies knowing that they're this popular at the time? I would have
turned that down. Yeah, I can't say I either.
But I think he can pull off a Michael Keaton and surprise everyone. And like, oh, wait a minute. Because let's be honest. I mean, Ben Affleck, to me, wasn't a bad Batman. I had no problem with him. So.
No, I don't think so either. Yeah.
So they got to make Batman a little younger. Yeah. Yeah. And I think Robert Pattinson is able to do the job. In other Batman rumor news, it's been circulating that Jonah Hill may be in talks of playing a Batman villain in this developing movie that they're talking about.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting to me. I could kind of see him being able to, because he's a pretty good actor. You know, he's got a decent amount of dramatic acting chops. You know, he's done some stuff that's a little bit more dramatic. So I could see, there's
people who are trying to peg him as Penguin, possibly. I'm trying to think of some other Bat villains, maybe Mad Hatter, maybe. That would be kind of cool.
Oh, Mad Hatter, that would be kind of cool.
Yeah, so
I can see that is interesting to me.
I'm trying to think of any other Bat villain that he could play that would fit him, though. Yeah, it's basically Mad Hatter. I think Mad Hatter would be pretty cool.
That would be pretty cool. I could see them kind of pulling that off. That would be kind of good.
Oh, I like that Toy Man? Or is that Superman's like that villain? One. Or who's?
Isn't it?
Oh, Ventriloquist.
Or not the Toy Man. The one with the puppet.
That, you know what? That would be.
Yeah, the Ventriloquist.
That would be kind of cool. That's it. I think they would have to like get a second Bat villain or something like that, or
yeah,
that would be kind of cool.
Right, yeah. Wouldn't that be? I could see them really. They could do a lot with that. That could be kind of. They could be creative with that and go a long way.
Smart.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, then.
Yes, it is.
I guess also in DC news. This is a DC heavy podcast so far. DC heavy episode. We got there's a little bit of news about Suicide Squad too. The new Suicide Squad. What is it? It's the
Emancipation of Harley Quinn. Tell us more.
I think it's the title, something like that. Well, I all I can say is I just saw a little bit of a sneak peek trailer of it during the before the
the
previews for It Chapter 2. So that when I went and saw that, they had like a little quick sneak peek at the new Suicide Squad movie.
Okay.
And you don't see a whole lot. You see a little bit of Harley Quinn. You flashes around a bunch of other characters and stuff like that.
Well, I'm looking it at it like here. We have
pretty big,
Margot Robbie. There's the possibility of Idris Elba. I think he might be Bronze Tiger. That would be cool if he's Bronze Tiger.
Oh, that would be pretty cool. I heard that he was going to be attached to it too, but I didn't know if they knew who he was going to be or not. I guess he's definitely not supposed to take
not in this one,
Will Smith's role as Deadshot.
Let's see some other people who are possibly in it. We got the John Cena.
Nope.
Nathan Fillion. Pete Davidson.
John Cena.
Michael Rooker. Sean Gunn.
Yeah, I heard about that. Nathan Fillion's supposed to be in.
There's some other.
Captain Boomerang's supposed to make a return.
Viola Davis may be reprising her role Amanda Waller and Joel. Kinnaman may be reprising his role as Rick Flag.
Yes. I tell you, the one character, though, that has me kind of interested, I want to see what they do with this, is the Polka Dot Man.
Oh, that would be interesting.
Yeah, I want to see what they do with that. That sounds
okay. Yep.
Interesting to me. Doctor Who, I guess, is also supposed to be in a
period. Remind me again, Polka Dot Man, was he the dude Doctor that make portals?
Doctor Who. I think that's what he did, maybe. I can't really remember. Yeah. I just remember his costume being kind of crazy because I think it was literally a bunch of polka dots, right? So I just wonder how that's going to translate to the big screen. I mean, you know, James Gunn is doing this one, so he's not one to shy away from kind of outlandish of crazy characters. I mean, he gave us Groot and Rocket Raccoon, for example. I mean, those are kind of unlikely movie characters, I guess, at the time, But yeah, so it'll be interesting. I'm kind of excited to see what they do with this. And it looks like they're kind of continuing on a little bit, at least with some of the DC cinematic universe to some degree. Cause I mean, it looks like, cause they got Harley Quinn's making her reappearance. Got Captain Boomerang.
Yeah, they can't get completely totally rid of it because you had to rebuild because Wonder Woman 2 will be coming up in the next year or two, and then you have to do the Aquaman sequel. So you can't completely scrap it, even though
that's true.
Batman and Superman wants to dilly dally, and you still got Shazam. Running around here.
That's true. You guys still got Shazam. And Shazam, I liked Shazam quite a bit, actually. I liked it more than I thought I would. It was it was really good, actually. I would go as far as to say that it was pretty enjoyable. Aquaman was good, too.
Okay.
Aquaman was good, too.
I can see that.
I want to say that maybe Aquaman was better than Shazam, though. maybe. Yeah. But both very strong movies, and in a way, I hope they kind of somehow straighten out the DC cinematic universe, because I want to see those characters on the big screen together. And I hope it doesn't become a bunch of standalone movies, because they just need to get somebody else's Superman and somebody else's Batman, and maybe Robert Pattinson is that Batman. Hopefully, they bring him in. I don't know. I don't know if, because as far as I know and as far as I understand, I think his Batman movie is a standalone Batman movie outside of this cinematic universe. Let I think. Join. I don't know.
And they need to bring back Brendan Roth as Superman.
They do. And speaking of which, I guess he's supposed to be coming back in on the small screen, if you will, in the DC's Crisis on Infinite Earths
storyline. I know they call it the Arrowverse.
On the Arrowverse. But
I still don't like, how did Green Arrow?
Yeah,
seriously, the Arrowverse. Seriously,
it's a name that's kind of stuck. But
is this the last season of Green Arrow? Yep.
Is this the last season of Green Arrow now? Last season of Arrow.
I guess
so what's going to happen after that? I mean, they can't call it the Arrowverse. Maybe he'll. Maybe this Crisis on Infinite Earth storyline will kind of set the path for a different Green Arrow. I guess they could do something like that. I don't know. I really like the idea of this story arc that they're doing, though. And just everybody that they're I mean, they everybody got, they that got they're bringing Brandon into Roth. It's pretty awesome.
He's going to be making his kind of appearance, return as Superman. That ought to be interesting if he runs into the Atom.
Right, exactly. And I wish they would just give. I kind of wish they give him another shot at Superman, because he was a good Superman. He was in a bad Superman movie.
It was kind of.
That's the problem, I think. Even as bad as that movie was, he felt like Superman.
I'm so depressed. Did we hear any rumors of Dean Cain possibly being in this too?
Right.
And I think there's also a rumor. Of Tom Welling.
Nothing's been maybe confirmed. Actually, I mean, we got
And I think he's going to put on
confirmed. I think that's been confirmed. He is. He's definitely coming back. So like Dean Cain.
Yep.
Yeah. That's the rumor too. It's almost worth checking in just to see that.
Oh,
they're going to have Burt Ward come back, make an appearance as Robin, I guess. And they're really going back to like really pull in a bunch of these actors and that have played past incarnations of these characters. And I think that's awesome.
Exactly. I like that. Exactly. Cause it's I even like kind think, of homage to the actress who played Lois Lane in the Smallville. I think she's going to be making an appearance. From what I read, the Smallville is like 10 years after the last episode of Smallville. So, Tom Welling is fully Superman when this DC Crisis hits. So he won't be the blur. He will literally be Superman.
Nice. Because he's like
exactly.
Yeah, that's cool. That is cool. That is cool. That's what we want to see. Yeah, buddy. So I guess maybe we should segue on to.
Sure, we'll talk about the Empire.
Do you want to mention anything about Disney Plus?
They control everything.
Yeah, the Empire. They control everything. But so far, I mean, the lineup that they have.
Oh, tell me about it.
Introduced. It's like. It's pretty impressive.
Yes, I have.
Well, you saw the. Yeah, have you seen the trailer for The Mandalorian? You've seen that. Yeah, that looks pretty freaking good. Yeah, I didn't know I wanted like a pre-Boba or post-Boba Fett type like
before
story.
Return, before
I think
Jedi.
It's post-Boba Fett, right? Doesn't happen after Return.
I think it's kind of like in the middle of like the Clone Wars or whatever.
Maybe it does. I don't know. But either.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Either way, I mean, it looks like they're putting a big budget towards this, and it looks pretty good.
So, was it like
kind of excited to see what else they do with all these other shows that they have. They have how many different Marvel shows announced?
Yeah.
It's like crazy. Because they got
what, Falcon.
They got the Loki one. They got the Winter Soldier and Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Yeah, that looks really good. I want to see what they do with that. They got what the heck? Who else? What other man? There's so many. I can't think of what they're gonna have. It just makes you wonder, like, what else are they going to add later on? Like. You know, this is the initial introduction.
Yeah, because I think so it seems like streaming Disney service and everything. This is probably
to, like, really build a pretty good roster.
The best
shows.
Time to try to put content out there because you got so many of these streaming services just out there. Like besides, you know, Disney Plus and Hulu and everything, and so Disney wants to hit the ground and make sure that they stay there. And so I think, you know, with the Infinity Saga now behind them, they can kind of take their time and get the content that they want out there. So.
Yeah. Because I'm looking at the list right now, they got like just in Marvel related stuff. There's something, and like this is the first time I've seen this Marvel Hero Project. I don't even know what the heck that is.
Oh my! Yeah,
yeah. The World According to Jeff Goldblum. That's got to be good, right? Yeah, WandaVision. I knew about that one. Still pretty interesting what they do with that. That'll be kind of cool to see what that is about. Loki that we mentioned. I guess they're doing something Star Wars, the Clone Wars.
Yeah,
related.
You know what? You were right. The Mandalorian takes place like 5 years after Jedi.
And then what if?
Yeah.
What's that? Is it? See, that's interesting. So, yeah. That'll be interesting to see what they do with that. Yeah, and I just wonder too, like what are all the other things that they're going to add?
That's going to be a
lineup.
Lot
I mean,
stuff.
I guess what they're going to pull all the back Disney archive and, into it. That's kind of crazy. That's a lot of stuff. And you figure like include all the Fox stuff too? You know, all the Fox.
You'll like see what the Empire does.
I mean, that's a lot of stuff. Right. And I mean, the price tag is kind of, you know, it's a lot cheaper than I expected.
Right. But think about it. Disney's not known for everybody. Like Hulu, Netflix,
you know,
they're like, hey, we have Star Wars, basically all of Marvel, the Muppets, and all of our.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we got ESPN. I mean, we have everything. So, I guess we can,
we have all the
give it to you for
watch.
This little amount. And everybody else is like, what? The worst case scenario, you can always watch the Disney Channel. And it's like, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, that's true. It's got. Exactly. It'll be, because even Apple came out with their own TV service, too, with some original content. It seems like, man, there's like all these different services out there. And you know, I can see.
Right.
Like,
I remember we talked about this in an earlier episode. I think that's kind of what Warner Bros. Needs to do.
Seems natural
they
would do something.
They need
like
to get
that.
Like their content. Yeah. Because I think they were trying with the whole DC DC streaming service, yeah. But it was just like the DC comic stuff, and you know, I mean they're doing all right with like Titans. I hear a lot of good things about the Titans series. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't watched too much. I've only watched like the first couple episodes of that. And from what I saw, it was better than I thought it was going to be. The one that really kind of surprised me was Doom Patrol. How good that is! I was really surprised at how good that is. But and of course Swamp Thing. We're not going to talk about what that is. So. Yeah, but I mean, it's it'll be interesting to see what happens in the next 6 months. I have a feeling they're going to have to do something, you know, introduce some other type of thing.
Exactly, because they got money. Yeah, like the only other person who can,
because Disney is really
the only other
throwing the gauntlet down, and
yeah, it's like I'm throwing both Infinity Gauntlets down, and the only person who could possibly match him is Amazon, basically.
The Infinity Gauntlet down.
Who got enough money to just spend over? Like I'm just spending money. So between those two, and everyone else is going because does Disney own Hulu also? Right.
Yeah, they do. In fact, I heard something about them trying to put together a bundle for Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN.
Oh man, so that's
you can pay one price for all three of them.
It's going to get to the point where you're going to have to just too. you're going to have to pay to view anything, to view content, and that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. That is crazy, man.
Yeah, I think that's a nice little catch up.
All right, well, is there anything else we want to touch upon, Sam? Or we pretty good? We covered the big problem. Yeah. Yeah, we'll do that, and then look for something new coming up after this relatively quickly.
Back to the grind.
Back to the grind. On the ball here and on the bandwagon. Try to produce episodes rather, regularly again.
Yes.
Back to the grind. That's right, my friend. That's
right. Check us out on
Chris will be able to join us on for the next one.
We'll Facebook at All of My Issues. Check us out on our website, allofmyissues.com.
All right.
We are on the Twitter And also, we are, you can check out our podcast on iTunes and Google Play and other services where you listen to your favorite podcasts.
On the Twitters.
Yeah, check us out. All right, bye.
That's right. You can check us out. All right. Thanks for listening.
Bye.